Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Tired of sharing your phone with your kid?
After today's episode, you'll know how to create a CFAD, a child-friendly Android device. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Android expert, Iyaz Akhtar. I'm Leo Laporte, and this is Know How. This is the show where we explain how to do stuff with technology. And this is a great one, because if you've ever gone to a restaurant lately, you'll notice that there's always harried parents and little kids, and the little kids are playing with iPhones, iPads, Android devices. You have, how old's your son?
My son is 2.5 years old.
Oh, he's too young. You wouldn't have to use this.
Well, here's the thing. You know, sometimes when you're losing your mind, you're like, the only thing that's going to make him quiet is the Cars movie by Pixar. It's the only thing. I know we can have arguments all you want.
It works.
You can have arguments. Can a kid watch a movie that young? Are they supposed to be able to do that? Sometimes we can argue about parenting later. But sometimes there's the chance, you have to give them a device.
You know, let me tell you something. As a man who has raised kids, they're now 18 and 20, I will never... I understand you don't want to sit kids in front of a screen 8 hours a day, but there are just times you need a break.
Sometimes you need a break. You
and,
know what?
We're and these actually, devices are great for that.
Let's actually run a video. I'm going to show you a okay. two-year-old running an Android phone.
Look at this.
Right here.
Adrian, or Aldrin. Wait a minute, that's your son.
That's my son.
He can't read yet.
No.
But he can figure out how to start the movie Cars on that phone. And, you know, Alex Lindsay tells the same story.
That's definitely Cars.
His 2- and 3-year-olds can pick up the iPad, turn it on, go to Netflix, find their favorite show, launch it, and watch it. It's kind of mind-boggling.
Now, the reason why I went with an Android device at all is because iOS is really good for that, but right now, they're really expensive devices. As you saw, that's a 2-year-old. So that phone's probably going to go airborne at one time or another.
Absolutely.
And even the smallest version of the iPod Touch, very expensive. And so I figured the best way to do this is to go with Android, because there's so many different devices out there. Plus, they're cheap and customizable.
And can completely do all the stuff that you want to do. I mean,
absolutely,
there's no limit
everything.
To what they can do. So you've got here a very inexpensive Samsung phone. I think that's the one Aldrin was using,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is the phone, and it's outside of its case. We can show you right here.
Yeah, this is not a special heavy-duty case. No. You can't get big rubber cases for these things. You know, I guess you don't need it if it's a cheap phone.
Well, right here, you can see his home screen. It's all customized.
That's his home screen.
Right, so what we have here, you can see these customized icons for all the videos he would watch. There's like...
Oh, and he can look at the picture, and he knows what the play button means, right?
Absolutely.
So he's really into the Foo Fighters, huh?
He's into the Foo Fighters, surprisingly. I'm not kidding. It's one of the few things that calms him down.
I'll be darned.
They got some widgets and things. But to make his phone do this, and to make sure he can't buy things...
I notice you have an airplane. You have an airplane mode, for one.
Yes. That is pretty much what we're going to do. But this... Let's talk about a bit about this hardware, though.
Okay.
This is the Samsung Galaxy Rush. It's available on Boost Mobile. Now, I did a bunch of reviews, and I looked at a bunch of reviews, and a friend of mine, Liz Romero, did a bunch of the research for me, because we're looking for a camera that, looking for a device that had a front-facing camera.
Well, that's interesting, because he wants to do a Skype with grandma,
well,
that kind
more,
of thing?
Or? More the fact that he likes taking pictures of himself or behind him, because
so cute.
He wants
oh,
to see the
so
screen.
Cute. What a great idea.
So he really likes the front-facing camera, and the Galaxy Rush was one of the few low-cost Android devices that had it.
$149 on that website.
$149 on that website. $99 when I got it. And I think it dropped down around the holidays, $80.
Now, one of the advantages of Boost Mobile, they don't require a contract.
Oh,
so
no
you're
contract.
Not having, you're not paying a monthly fee on this.
You don't even need to activate the device to make it work. So this is not an activated device. And the reason why I went with this again is I like to reuse my devices over time. So
right.
If he gets sick of it, eventually I'll just keep it around as a media player
sure.
or maybe even a Skype handset in the future. Because this, surprisingly, runs Android 4.0.
Not That's even, another thing. You would like to have a fairly recent operating system if you can, right?
Yeah, that's...
Well, is that a requirement for what we're about to show people?
No, you could probably use Gingerbread. You could use that okay. if you wanted to. There were lower-cost devices. One of the knocks about the Rush is that apparently its screen doesn't have the highest resolution. I don't
Aldrin
think my
doesn't
kid
care.
He doesn't
care
yet.
Know.
He's not a snob like me yet.
many of the people watching will also have hand-me-down devices.
Yes.
And you could use your old iPad or your old Android tablet or your old phone, and that would work for
you. Yeah, in fact, I was going to give him my old Virgin Mobile LG Optimus something, but it died.
Right.
So why not just get him a device? Because he's so used to his mom's iPhone that he knew how to use the device.
That's so interesting.
I figured, okay, why not let her use her phone, give him this device, and if he destroys it, okay, it's $100. There are so many devices out there for kids, though, these days. I didn't go with that for a reason. I didn't want to learn a new version of Android. I didn't want to find a whole bunch of new stores because there are other stores.
Well, and the irony of this is there are people out there making cheap plastic kids' computers, I won't name names, that cost $150, $200. This is a real computer, and Aldrin obviously loves it. I think this is a great solution. There's a second added advantage, I think, it's very important. Aldrin's going to be comfortable with operating systems, with touch, with technology. And, you know, that's going forward, that's going to be his generation. He needs to be comfortable with this stuff.
He constantly tries to touch my laptop thinking it's an iPad. I'm trying to explain to him this is not a Windows 8 thing.
Right.
You can't touch the screen, but he knows touch
he
things
wants
already.
To do what Daddy does, and I've seen kids actually slide peanut butter sandwiches into the CD tray because they saw Daddy put something in there. It's natural. So good to give him his own device, especially one without a slot.
This one also, but yeah, if you wanted to, there's a micro SD card slot for this device too. So there's so many things about the Samsung Galaxy Rush that I liked as effectively a toy for myself in the long run, but at $99, it's really quite good. And if you're seeing this in the video right now, you'll see that it says slide to unlock, because this is actually a frozen image, because you can pretty much do any sliding and it'll work. But he's so used to the iPhone that I set it as a wallpaper.
So wait a minute. So you made wallpaper that says slide to unlock because he was used to iOS.
Absolutely. So if he does, I mean, if your kid doesn't know that, you don't have to change it. But for him, it's just so much easier. He knows to turn it on.
That's
and
a good tip, though. Remember, you can make that lock screen anything you want. Make it something that works for the kid. It could just be a picture of Daddy going, no, no, no.
That might work for him. Okay, so the first thing you're going to want to do when you set up any Android device, go set up a new Google account, I suggest.
Yeah, you don't want to use your Google account.
No,
for this.
Because one of the biggest concerns is that people are worried that somebody's going to do in-app purchases, or
right.
they're going to download applications, or they'll be running up bills on your credit card. Set up a new Google account. Now, technically, kids can't have Google accounts, right?
Right.
Because there's a certain age.
13 is the minimum, yeah.
Right, so set it up for yourself and attach that account to the device. That's
really
simple.
It's a dummy account. You're not going to use it for email. You're not going to use it especially for in-app purchases or App Store purchases. You probably also want to take the SIM card out, right? He's not making phone calls on
this. No, I didn't bother to take the SIM card out, actually, now that I think about it. But then again,
you could.
Yeah, you could take it out.
Yeah.
It's not an activated phone, so it would take a lot of work for him to figure that out.
And that's because you got an airplane mode, which is, I think, a good idea. Unless he can figure out how to go to settings and turn it on. But I got to point out, you may be surprised how quickly Aldrin learns how to use his phone and do more than you ever thought possible. Kids are sharp these days, and somehow these touch devices, they really get it.
They're really easy to use. That's
they
the thing.
Know how to use them.
They're built for adults, but kids figure them out. So once you get that Google account, though, what I suggest is you're going to have to customize Android. We're going to actually pretty much run the same kind of thing on this Nexus device.
So we can see it. It's
to
a little
see it
bigger.
Run in order.
Yeah.
Because this is my Nexus 7.
All right.
I'm
going to
set this up.
Hey, this was only $200. This is great if your child wants something a little bit bigger, right?
These are getting cheaper and cheaper as well. So right now, if you look at this Android,
You showed us how to hack a Kindle Fire before. I guess the same procedure could work if you hack your Kindle Fire as well.
You probably could.
Yeah.
And one of the downsides, though, if this is stock Android, I want to change this icon. So this is Chrome.
That's Chrome.
When I try to hold it down, I don't have any options. I can't change and make
right.
a different icon because
right.
my kid, when I will show the shortcuts of how to put them on the screen, he's not going to know. He's not going to want to go, I'll go into movies
no.
and then I'll do this other thing. I want to make this as quick as possible because if he's mad, I want him quiet. So what I suggest you do is you go and get something called Go Launcher EX.
Love Go Launcher. This is free, by the way.
This is free. I've been using Go Launcher on my devices for a very long time.
So what is a launcher?
Now, a launcher is, it's kind of weird, because when I was on iOS, Jason Howell was trying to explain this to me because I didn't understand the idea.
I'll tell you what. You've used Windows.
Right.
Maybe others have used Macintosh. In Macintosh, you'd call it the Finder. In Windows, it's the shell. It's the part of the operating system that presents itself to the user. And on the iOS device, it's called Springboard. It's called Launcher on Android. It's the user interface, the same operating system underneath, but you can interchange. And this is one of the things I love about Android. There are dozens of different launchers you can use. and change the user interface. So you like Go Launcher.
I like Go Launcher because I used to use it on a Gingerbread device. So it brought functionality that just wasn't on that device.
Right.
This is Android 1.2 or something like that, or 4.2. But it doesn't really matter. Go Launcher will run on pretty much anything. So what I'm going to do is, on my computer, I have this device hooked in. I'm going to install Go Launcher using Google Play Store, which we are going to do right now. I'm going to send it to the Nexus 7. And again, because this is Android, you can customize everything, including
the launcher.
By the way,
I love that install from web feature. That is such a nice feature on Android.
It's very easy. Obviously, when you do that with your device, you're probably going to set it to Wi-Fi. When you're done with everything, turn it to airplane mode. I highly suggest that.
Yeah, that's right. To do this, you have to have it online.
You definitely have to have it online.
Okay.
For content, because my kid likes, as you saw, the Foo Fighters, and he likes Pixar movies and things. We've shown you how to rip your DVDs before. I suggest doing that again if you want to. Compress. This thing only has 2 gigabytes of onboard storage, but you can have a micro SD to expand.
So you have all the movies and music that Aldrin likes on that?
He likes shorts.
2 gigabytes. He doesn't need anything long.
Huh? Right now, he seems to watch. The longest thing he watches is Peter Rabbit, and that's about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So he's got an attention span of a 2-year-old. He's a 2-year-old. What else do you expect? So we're going to run Go Launcher. Excuse me.
All right. So let's turn it on here.
And we'll unlock that.
Unlock that.
Okay. So Go Launcher should be installed.
So right now you're using the built-in launcher, the Android launcher.
It's actually installing right now.
You're downloading and installing. Oh, you actually sent it in real time.
Look at that.
So
it's installing right now.
Look at you go. You are a brave man.
So while that's going live.
You're not cooking show that.
No, I'm not cooking show this. We're going to actually do this live for fun because why not? It actually took me, when I first did this, about 2 hours in real time to do it. But
Now we can open Go Launcher.
Okay, so what's going to happen is.
You just did a great demonstration of the install from web feature, by the way. It's opening.
It's taking a sweet time.
Yeah.
Now it's upside down. And it's going to Google.
Google Now.
Now, this is one of the things you should really be aware of when you're setting up this device for kids. Every single time you install something new, there's going to be a new option for default, including the home button. Now, when you hit home, in this case, it's saying, which launcher do you want to use?
This is the default launcher, and this is the new one you've just installed, Go Launcher.
On the Galaxy Rush, there's 3 launchers because there's the Samsung Touch UI launcher.
Right, TouchWiz, yeah.
So you want to make sure that you pick Always and Go Launcher.
Go Launcher first,
and then Always.
Always.
It was different on this device. Yeah. So we hit Always, and then once anybody hits the home button, it should keep flipping upside down. This is hilarious.
It's probably launching it right now.
Yeah, it's taking its time.
It takes a little
time. But right now, we're going to try to get this Galaxy Nexus online, which is stuck in Google Now mode.
It's saying you're having a Wi-Fi area. That's an error.
Well, I'm going to keep fiddling with this, and I'll keep explaining how this works. So once Go Launcher is installed, it's going to allow me to do lots of different things that I couldn't do, including changing the icons.
You broke it, Ias.
I broke my Nexus 7 that easily by installing a launcher? You got to be kidding. Well, that's okay. That's not a problem. We'll just
I wonder if we... It might have been my fault. Let me play with it while you talk.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll just show it actually working on this device because this one's already done. So I'm going to slide to unlock. I'll show you. Let's go to this launcher.
Oh, you're almost out of battery.
Yeah. What we'll do is...
Unexpected error.
It's unexpected. I didn't expect it either. So what we'll do is,
I've actually never seen this.
You are
snake bit. This happens more on this show than any...
Well, yeah, we're recording it. But don't worry about it. When I was doing this live for myself...
This is easy. This never happens.
When I was doing this for myself, it took me a couple hours because there was all kinds of bugs involved. So I'm going to go into the settings of the launcher. Of course, I've made Go Launcher my default. Now, to make all of these icons and things, to make this look this pretty, you have to use, at least I like to use, ES File Explorer. So I preloaded this device with all of the movies and things that he likes. So I'm going to go that's ES File Explorer. It's much more powerful than what I'm going to use it for, right? It lets you access all your files in a file manager style, just like you're used to with your computer. So what I'm going to do, I'll go into
File
Launcher.
I know what happened here. There's a system update on here that downloaded.
Really?
And it probably is waiting till you install that before it'll allow you to change anything
that
else.
That is hilarious. Thank you so much, Google.
Nice timing, Google.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go find my File Explorer, which is right here, ES File Explorer. And I have put the movies in this movies folder. Now, you're going to attach your device to your laptop, and you'll install or you will download your movies to it, or you'll put it on a micro SD card, however you want to. I'll go into movies, and let's say there's a Pixar movie. Let me just set this as default. Got to go back for a second because it wants to play the video. It's not what I wanted to do go back into ES File Explorer. Excuse me there. It's like, do you want to not show me this video? It's playing the video right now, so this is trouble. It's funny because my kid can do this. So anyway.
Oh, yes, what you need. You need a two-year-old.
So what you're going to do is I'm going to make a shortcut for Doug's Special Adventures. I'm going to hold down this, hold down a long tap, right? Now, so now I have my file there. I'm going to have a shortcut. Now, I couldn't do this with Android normally. I had to do this with ES File Explorer. So I'm going to say shortcut, and now there's a shortcut on the desktop for it. All right, so in this case, here's the here it is right now. So we have Doug's Special Adventure. To get this kind of really nice iconography here, we have Doug's face. We can replace it. Let's say I don't want Doug's face. I want to actually look at my gallery. What I suggest is go out and find posters and movie imagery for these things. Install it onto the actual device. So we're going to go into our gallery.
So Go Launcher let me use any image as an icon.
Absolutely. So if you go to your camera roll or my pictures folder, which I've already installed this. So in this case, I said Doug. So I'm going to look for Doug the dog. Where is Doug the dog? There's Doug the dog.
Aww.
That's what my boy's going to look for because he likes Doug from Up. Hit that.
He'll recognize Doug.
And you can, you know, you can move it around. That's the way it's going to be.
Make it fairly big. You saw how small those icons are.
Yeah. The weird thing about Go Launcher, at least on this device, even when you make the icons super large, they get kind of cruddy. But then again, they're not super high res.
Right.
But when the boy's looking at it, it's not just a big deal. Thank you for tipping that over.
Right.
So what we have right now is we have the way to actually make each icon. So you just go back to Explorer each time, and you just do this for every single one. There's
so this is a feature of Go Launcher, just to reiterate, and not a feature of the Android launcher. So that's why you want to put Go Launcher
as far
on.
As I could tell, there's no easy way to change the icon for Android's official launcher.
Yeah.
So if for other things, let's say I wanted Wasting Light, which is one of his favorite albums from the Foo Fighter. Again, create a shortcut, and then it'll be up there anytime. So how's that? How's the Nexus 7 doing?
Still hung up.
Nexus 7 is hung up. So in other words, when you go out and you buy the latest and greatest Nexus 7, like I have right there, it might completely crap out on you. But you could also find out that
even
it works,
the Play Store has now stopped.
It works just fine on the Samsung Galaxy Rush, which is hilarious right now. Also, I highly suggest widgets. Definitely have widgets for your kid because if for some reason, I actually tested this out, okay, as an A-B test. I gave him all these icons, see if he wanted to press the videos or did he want to hit the play button because he's used to hitting play buttons. So I have this other screen which he can see. He swipes all the time anyway. If he starts hitting play there, it'll start playing this music video for him right
away. That's really cool.
Now, once you've done all of this, do yourself a favor, get a case. Please get a case.
But and this is not a super heavy-duty case, but I guess it's enough to keep it from shattering when he throws it. Does he actually throw it ever?
This, you know, strangely enough,
sits on it, steps on it.
The phone doesn't fly very often. I will say that. He does like his phone. I've taught him to respect his technology a bit, but this is upside down.
That's good. You can teach a two-year-old to respect technology. You're a better man than I.
Yeah, so this, I mean, he might hit it with, you know, Lightning McQueen or something, one of his toys.
Right.
But
or
it'll survive.
Just accidentally, you know, put it somewhere where he walks on it or you walk on it.
Yeah, so
it's nice to have a little something.
So we've got that. And like I was saying, what you want to do before you hand this over, set it in airplane mode, okay? Please turn it to airplane mode because this device is a Samsung device. You might have Samsung TVs or a receiver, and it might want to do all share. I kid you not.
Sometimes the movie he's watching shows up by accident on the TV. That's not good.
He knows if he presses this button enough, he's like, cars up there. He pushes it again.
He knows that?
He does. He knows AirPlay on the iPhone, and he knows it there on all share. Which I was shocked to see.
Amazing.
Turn it to airplane mode, and before you do that, forget the network on Android, because you don't want it to ever do that, because you're trying to watch, you know, whatever it is you're watching. You don't want to necessarily have your receiver change what you're doing. Also, you turn it to airplane mode, so it's not constantly updating, changing all the default applications. For me, I ran into this. There's a video player in there. Test out everything. Hit play on everything, because it's going to say, what application do you want to open this with? You might want to use this video player, this widget, this other thing. Try it out. Because once you hand it to him, you're going to find out that you did not think of everything. And you'll just be calling, can we take that back for a second? And they don't like it when you take it back from them at that age. I will say that. So that just give it a go. And this is something you should be willing to never see again, by the way. So if you're really attached
really
to this device,
that's really important.
Be
Don't
aware
get attached to it.
That this device may not exist in about 3 days.
Yeah.
So take your time and, you know, take a breath. But the thing is, the real reason why you do this is because you don't want your real device getting smacked around by a two-year-old.
Absolutely.
We've also got some other resources. If you want, if you have older kids, there are other applications you could use. We're going to have links for that on the website. Well, if this, is this Nexus 7 going anywhere?
Well, it's launched. I don't see Go Launcher anymore.
Well, thanks, Nexus 7, for not doing a good enough
job. You got a lot of updates to do. I would run those updates and then try what you... Let's just do the whole... I'll tell you what. Do you guys don't mind waiting a half hour or so while we update this?
Yeah, sure. I'll update this.
And then
this.
We can do the rest of it.
You know,
the show.
While we're updating this device, how about this? You guys, if you guys are like, hey, I don't want to watch you guys do that. I want to watch other episodes, have other ideas.
Oh,
I want to go back and see
you
what you guys
that.
Did.
Yeah.
You can do that at twit.tv/KH. We've got every episode up there.
They're all there.
Detailed show notes, links to everything. So if you're like, how do I get Go Launcher EX or how do I get ES File Explorer? We'll show you how to do that really easily. All the show notes will be up there. All the past episodes are up there. So if you want to do projects, and I got to say that it's a lot of fun for me to do these projects. I'm enjoying it. And you guys have been giving us some great ideas by sending in emails. So if you guys have any show ideas, let us know at knowhow@twit.tv. And we just started a Google Plus community.
Oh, good going.
Because
I'll join that.
So while I've been sick this week, I was like, you know what? This is what I started doing. I'm like, I'm at home.
Awesome.
There's a new page up. If you look up Twit Know How, there's over 200 of you guys there. We have a little section for show ideas, discussions going on. We're going to start posting some episodes there so we can have detailed discussions going on there,
Excellent.
Too. You guys have been really active so far. It's only been around for one day. So you guys have been incredible. So I really appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing to keep that going because it's a lot of fun to go back and forth with you guys, figure out what's the next project we should do. Because some of the ideas you guys already gave us, you guys want us to do, somebody wanted us to hack a TiVo.
Hack a TiVo?
I have to look into that because they no longer have subscriptions. Other people want us to do some wackier projects. Like, what was the other one? They wanted us to do an Automator episode for OS X. I love Automator. See, I want to do the Windows side of it too, though. So
there you go.
We'll
go Launcher's
that.
Running now. Anytime you want to use that, you just go right ahead.
Okay, let's do that.
No.
Go Launcher right there. I'm just going to do this for myself so I can hand over my device to my kid. Definitely give
I'll
yourself.
Do Automator. I know a little bit about Automator.
Dude,
in fact, if you want, we can get the king of Automator in here, Sal Segoyan.
We
can do a
Sal
special episode.
I used to watch him all the time. I got to meet him at the Twit Open. It was
gross. Isn't he great?
I was like, I watched you all the time.
I'll get Sal up here. We'll do a little
Sal's
Automator because that's a really fun thing to know.
Okay, so we set up the phone, pretty easy.
And nothing could possibly go wrong.
Actually, nothing went wrong with the phone. Oh, by the way, here's a weird twist I didn't expect when I was doing the phone. See the slides to unlock? It seems really simple, right? I said I did a wallpaper.
I love that idea.
I did wallpaper.
Yeah.
There are free applications available that mimic that. Now, they actually do a slide to unlock.
Right.
All the free ones I found have advertisements that show up in the notification tray.
You don't want that.
Especially when you have a two-year-old, because they just keep seeing it.
They'll
click
the ad. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't suggest using any of those free pseudo slide to unlocks. An image should suffice, or you can go through the trouble of actually teaching
the kid how to do it.
What a crazy idea.
If the kid's never been poisoned by iOS, you don't have a problem.
Right. But my kid's been poisoned. He's taken the Apple pill, so to speak. So he's figured that
out. Darn you, Mom!
So now we've got a device for the kid. He gets quiet when we need to. Can we show him running that again? Because he actually
did do it. I love
Aldrin
running
it. This is true.
It's so cute. That is so cute.
Brian is checking for the video.
So there he is. So now that...
He knows.
Aldrin knows how to run his own movies on his phone. And now that you know how to childproof an Android device, go out and make one of your own.
That's definitely Cars.
We'll see you next time on Know How. Bye-bye.
He loves the Cars. I don't know why.